to all the beautiful audio boomerians out there in the boomiverse. So, it has recently come to my attention that the delightful Mr. Derry Lawler has a liking for the sound of various doors opening and closing. Well, I happen to be a sound effects connoisseur as well, and it just so happens that the building in which I live possesses multitudinous doors. So, not only can I oblige Mr. Lawler's tastes, I'm actually happy to do so. Now, if this would not interest anyone else, I certainly wouldn't blame you for not listening. So, we have doors for Derry, although, alas, not doors to a Derry. Anyhow, I'm standing in my apartment's kitchen to start with, where we have various and sundry cupboard doors. Oops. And I think they probably all sound about the same. Yeah, I'd say so. Oops, I didn't mean to slam that one. And we have an oven door. And a fridge door. And I am now going to reopen my windows. We had quite the rainstorm earlier, so I had to rush in and close them. I had been visiting a neighbor, and I had to hurry back. Voila! Living room window. I'll just go into my bedroom. Actually, I can demonstrate the bedroom door while I'm there. So, that is the bedroom door. And the bedroom window. I am the window wiper. I am here to wash and wipe your windows. Right, now I'm going to get my keys and show you some of the building's doors. Thank you very much, keychain clock, but I didn't actually need to know that. Gotta love extraneous information. Just gonna put my shoes on, because I don't wear them in the house. Now, this apartment that I'm in used to be a two-bedroom, but it was converted into two separate units. So how it works is, I have an inner door right here. And then there's a vestibule that my neighbor and I share. And then we have an outer door. I'm just going to lock this inner one first, even though I don't think I'll be gone long. And this is the outer one. Now, at the moment, I am standing right near the door to the back staircase. We have two staircases, a front and a back, which is handy in case there's ever a fire, God forbid. So here's the door to the back staircase. Ah, there it goes. And then if I go down a flight, I come to the building's side door, which sounds like this when opened. And ah, the rain has stopped. Splendiferous. And if I go down another flight, we come to the door on the main floor. Might as well check my mail while I'm down here, so I'll go out into the main vestibule of the building where the mailboxes are located. Sorry, all my keys are jingling. Gotta have a whole bunch of different keys for all these doors, you know? So here we are in the front vestibule. That's the inner door. And I shall see if the afternoon post has arrived yet. Which, no, it has not. Fair enough. And here's the main door of the building. The one that people come in when they want to enter. It has one of these buttons, actually, that you can push to make it do that. It opens automatically, or it can be opened manually as well, of course. But I am not going out. In fact, I'm going to go back in. As soon as I can find the lock for this door. There it is. Right. And this time, just for grins, I'll take the front staircase. See if that sounds any different. Ooh, I just banged into a chair that someone left there. Because I'm not using my cane. I didn't bring it with me. Didn't figure I'd need it. And here's the front stairs. That door does not have as firm a sound when closed. Okay, interesting. Now, we do have an elevator here, which I do not take very often because I'm actually a claustrophobe, believe it or not. But just for the purposes of testing, I shall do this. Someone's got their TV on. Oh, elevator, where art thou? Okay, this boo may run out of time before. No, here it goes. I'm not going to climb on board because I'm only testing. Okay, and that's that. So, as you can hear, no creaks, no squeaks, no groans, no moans. Everything around here is generally in very good condition. Anyhow, this was a rather silly, pointless boo, I realize. So if you have listened to this all the way through, you're a gentleman and a scholar, or a lady and a scholar, depending on your gender, and thank you very much. I have been most remiss. There is a door that I forgot to show you. A very important door, too, since it happens to lead to where the throne is. So here is the door of my bathroom. The loo, the bog. That's what it sounds like when opened, and when shut, it goes like this. So, I couldn't leave this boo without demonstrating that one. Right, I really am done now. I shall bid you all adieu and speak to you anon.